Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Gailhouse. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Denny Gailhouse. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pat Sierratt. Batting fifth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill White. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio strikes out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a line drive towards third. Baker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baker. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Stevens applying the tag. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Pesci applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to third. Hodgin moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse takes first base on ball four. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien hits a line drive towards the mound. Gailhouse reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sierra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spence for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. One out. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hodgin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first, with Gailhouse covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Michaels hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 2 in the game. Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Pesky moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sierra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Gale House drops the ball. Robinson moves to third. Hodgson moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Michaels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Galehouse strikes out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-3 in the game. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Tebbets moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tebbets moves to third. DiMaggio moves to second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway pinch hits for Bill White. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Galehouse fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spence. Baker reaches second base with a double. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-3 in the game. Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sierra hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hodgson hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Mulder now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mulder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Mulder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Mulder moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 4 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mealy hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tebbets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Moses pinch runs for Bertie Tebbets. Ted Williams pinch hits for Denny Galehouse. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball towards left. Sierra catches it and throws to Michaels, who relays to Lupien to double up Moses. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.